William Hill's In Play Radio.
Hello and welcome to William Hill's Darts Podcast, where on this edition we're going to be focusing on the quarterfinals of the PDC World Cup of Darts. Joining myself, Michael Wood, to preview today's action is Sky Sports' Rod Harrington. Good morning, Rod. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. Looking forward to today.
Yeah, it was an action-packed second round on Saturday, wasn't it? A number of the favourites strutting their stuff. England pair of Phil Taylor and Adrian Lewis defeating China, and for the Netherlands, Michael van Gerwen and Raymond van Barneveld overcame the Philippines. What were the highlights for you yesterday?
I have to say John Part and Canada. I mean, Wales were coming in as quite a strong team. John Part, he's a three-time world champion. He's not had the best of, the last two and a half years, really, and he's probably on the verge of considering packing it up like we've all had to when we come to the end of the career. And he rolled back the years. He took a 1-6-1 out. And then, you know, when you talk about playing pairs matches, you have to have a captain that's going to lead. And you have to get on with your partner. And certainly John and Ken McNeil have shown that gelling really helps. And John Park got up there, said he took out a 1-6-1 at a crucial time, took out the 76 in that last leg against Wales, and they're through to the next round. John Parr. Disappointments, I have to say. England have not stepped up to the plate yet. Gary Anderson got out of jail, last leg when the guy's on a two-dart finish and he takes out 160. That was incredible. So, the big boys have got to step it up today. Otherwise, a few of those teams will be going home.
Indeed. Well, let's get stuck into today's action. It gets underway at 1 o'clock. Canada against Northern Ireland is the first game, and Canada 7-4 here with William Hill. Northern Ireland, the big favourites here at 4-9. How do you see this one panning out, Rod?
Yeah, I think it's all down... A lot of these games today are down to the pairings. If John Parr plays Brendan Dolan's not been playing at the best of his game for well over a year now. He was pushing top 10 in the rankings at one time. Now he's drifted out to well over the 20 mark. However, Darryl Gurney, his partner, has really been playing well, and he's on the ascendancy in the rankings. So if John Parr gets drawn against Darryl Gurney, I think Darryl Gurney will beat him, because Darryl Gurney's shown a lot of scoring power now, and he hits his doubles. So really, Canada want John Parr against Brendan Dolan, because I think that John Parr's got a far better chance of winning that game. Ken McNeil, he's playing quite well, but he does get a bit nervous when it comes down, to the nitty-gritty at the end of the game. So if John Parr plays Brendan Dolan, I can see that going to the pairs, then anything can happen. I still think that Northern Ireland may nick it, but you never know in the pairs. And when you get to the pairs, John will be such a great captain that he will bring Ken McNeil along the slipstream. So you get to the pairs, Canada have got a massive chance. But I do feel if the draw, the pairings go, that John Park is Darryl Gurney, then I fear that Canada may get beaten 2-0.
So you think Northern Ireland will have just a bit too much for them?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think Darryl Gurney's the key here. I think he'll come out very strong, as did Gerwyn Price in the Welsh team. He led the way, and I think Darryl Gurney will do. He's been playing really well. He's made a final of a European event this year. He's made several other European events. He's been doing really well on the Pro Tour, where Brendan Dolan really hasn't. So, all the eggs are in the basket of Darryl Gurney.
Let's move on to the next game, Rod, and it's England taking on Austria. England 1-5, Austria 7-2. And as you mentioned earlier, you think that England really need to step their game up?
They certainly do. I mean, both AD and Phil didn't play at the top of their game. It was actually one of the worst games that Phil Taylor's ever had on TV yesterday. However, today's a different day, and we know what Taylor can do. 16-time world champion, an absolute legend in the game. But again, I do feel that the pairings are crucial here. I think that, England have got to have Phil Taylor playing Mensah Suljovic. Mensah Suljovic is a class player. He's firing around the 100 averages at nearly every single game. He's moving up the rankings like a rocket. And if he plays Phil Taylor, if he can't slow Phil Taylor down. Phil Taylor's had everything done to him in the last 30 years that any ever player can pull gamesmanship on him, slowing people down from Dennis Priestley and all them. And Phil Taylor, it will not affect Phil Taylor. He'll just get on, he'll play the board. If Mensah starts to slow him down, he'll just step back, take extra time getting to the board. It won't affect Phil. However, the quick throwers that played Mensah Sulevic, it does affect. Gary Anderson in the World Match Play when Mensah beat him. You know, he has upset Michael Van Gerwen on a couple of occasions. Excuse me. So he could upset Adey. Adey's not playing at the top of his game. Mindset not quite in the right place. But Adey will beat, could beat and will beat young Raul Bijon Rodriguez, I think. Especially if Phil Taylor goes up first and beats Mensah. I think they will put Mensah up first, so they've got to put Phil up first. I think Phil will then beat Mensah, and then Adey will go on, and that could be a 2-0. However, if it's the other way round, we could go to the pairings. And then, as I said, like in the first game, anything can happen in them pairings. You only need one player to really step up to the plate, and it puts the other team in trouble. So I think England are going to win, and I think they'll win 2-0, but I really want to see Phil Taylor play Mensah Sulevic.
Let's move on to the third game of the quarterfinals. Scotland taking on Belgium. Scotland 2-5, Belgium at 2-1. What do you think about this one?
Well, at the moment, I have to say that Scotland are looking pretty good to win the tournament. You know, they're going to play Netherlands in the semi-final if both teams win this afternoon, which will be a real tough game. But Scotland, Gary Anderson, the 160 out yesterday when Cordeca had had one dart at a double in the previous leg and was sitting on a two-dart finish, as in two darts at a double. And Gary Anderson pulls out the 160. And if he walked off stage, he walked past me and said, "Where did that come from?" I said, "That comes from the depths of what's called class." And over the years, all these top players do it time and time again. So it isn't really a great surprise. So I think that will spur Scotland on. I think Robert Thornton, not playing at the top of his game, but he's like a little Rockweiler. He doesn't let go. So I think that Scotland will win this. But again, it's all down to Kim Huybrechts on the other side. Ronnie's a good player, don't get me wrong. But Kim Huybrechts is the key for Belgium. He's got to win his singles, whoever he plays. He'll obviously have more chance, I feel, against Robert Thornton than Gary Anderson. If it goes to the pairs, then Kim Huybrechts will lead really well and spur his brother on, because his brother won't feel under so much pressure in the doubles as he does in the singles, a bit like Ken McNeil with Canada and John Park. So it's all down to Kim Huybrechts. If he can win his singles and it goes to doubles, then they've got a chance. However, I do feel that Scotland are going to be too strong here and come out the winners.
So you're expecting the favourites to come out on top in that one. And the final game of the quarterfinals sees Australia taking on the Netherlands. Australia are 9-2, Netherlands 1-7. Rod, will it be as easy for the Netherlands as the betting suggests?
I think it will do. I think Carl Anderson has probably played the worst darts I've seen him play for a long time. I don't know whether it's representing his country, that extra nerves, that extra pressure. But he's been very edgy, especially when it comes to closing out legs. He's been so bad at that. Simon Whitlock yesterday played one of the best games that he's played for a long while. So he's gone the other way when he's put the Aussie shirt on. However, you know, Michael Van Gerwen, although he may not seem like he's playing at the top of his game, he's got these extra gears that he can call on literally at will. And if someone gets close to him, he'll just turn the afterburner on and he'll pull away. And I think that's what will happen with Michael in his game. He'll win his singles. Barney yesterday played one of the best games of singles that we've had in the World Cup so far. Over the 100 average, a good percentage on doubles, looked comfortable. Agreed, he didn't play one of the top players in the world, and that does make a difference. However, I think that Michael's going to play the captain's role, get the point on the board, and then make it a little bit easier for Barney. And I think the Netherlands, yeah, the odds on is justified, and I think they'll go on and win this 2-0.
And out of those teams that you've just mentioned, you think you're going to progress to the semi-finals, who would you fancy to win it? Because I've just got the latest outright betting here, Rod. Netherlands are 5-4 favourites. England at 7-4, Scotland at 9-2, Belgium at 18s, Austria at 22s, Northern Ireland also at 22s, Australia at 25s, and Canada, the outsiders, at 66-1. So who would be your play out of those?
Well, I think William Hill have got it right with the odds here and put the Netherlands favourite. At the start of the tournament, I backed England to win it, I tipped them. It's now a little bit of a worry because they didn't only play bad yesterday. They've not really played at the top of their game. When I say bad, I don't mean absolutely atrocious like the likes of us do. But they've just not been playing well enough to beat Scotland or the Netherlands. So justifiably, the Netherlands, I'm still going to stick with England because I've said it in the first place. But do you know what? I said at the beginning of the tournament and all, I have a sneaky feeling that Scotland are going to do very well here. And it wouldn't surprise me at all if they tipped and went on and beat Netherlands in the final and went on and won it. If they beat Netherlands in the final, I think they've got a great chance of beating England the way England are playing. But I'm still going to stick with England, but keep a little blind eye on Scotland.
Yeah, England 7-4 here with William Hill. If you fancy Scotland, they're available at 9-2. Well, as Rod, as always, thank you for your thoughts on today's action from the PDC World Cup of Darts.
Okay, lovely. Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.